In this Yahrzeit Shir, the Rav discusses the Arba Tainios, as they're recorded in Zechariah Perek Zion, and he uses this example of the Mitzvah of Tainios to formulate a principle which is very radical and has implications for other mitzvahs. So we'll discuss other mitzvahs like Kriyas HaMegillah and Kibud Vioneg. And what we're dealing with primarily is the concept of a mitzvah which on the one hand is obligatory midivrei sofrim. It's not a doraisa, it's not incorporated in the five books of Moses, but on the other hand, although it's midivrei sofrim, it has a special status insofar as the mitzvah is formulated in Nach. Once it's part of Kisvei HaKodesh, it gets a status of a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. So let's begin with Zechariah Perek Zion. And there, the Navi speaks about the Dalid Tainios. In fact, in Perek Ches, he formulates the dates for these Dalid Tainios. So we're going to study both the Navi in Perek Zion and the Navi in Perek Ches in Zechariah. But let's open up with the Rambam, and then we'll go back to the Psukim in Tanakh. The Rambam is in the fifth perek of Hilchos Tainios, Halacha Dalid. The Arbas Yemei Atzomos Ha'elu Harehein Mefurashim B'Kabbalah. Tzom Haravi V'Tzom HaChamishi V'Tzom HaShvi V'Tzom HaAsiri. Tzom Haravi Zeh Shevasar B'Tamuz. Tzom HaChamishi Zeh Tisha B'Av. Tzom HaShvi Zeh Shlosha B'Tishrei. V'Tzom HaAsiri Zeh Asar B'Teves. Let's emphasize the words of the Rambam. Harehein Mefurashim B'Kabbalah. And we're going to translate those words thusly. These fast days are formulated in Tanakh. And then the Rambam, of course, quotes the Parsha in Zechariah. It's very clear that the phrase, the terminology, Hein Mefurashim B'Kabbalah, as opposed to Takonas HaNeviim, and we've seen in the past that the Rambam does use the phrase Takonas HaNeviim many times, for example, in Hilchos Megillah. Here, in Hilchos Tainios, the Rambam deliberately avoids use of the term Nitkenu or Takonas Neviim. The reason is very fundamental. The Rambam is of the opinion that we have no source at all that there is a takana to fast on these days. What we do have is a nevuah, a prophecy that is incorporated into Sefer Zechariah Novi. And therefore we get the impression that from the Tanakh itself that there was never a takanas haneviim. It wasn't as if a Novi, as part of the Chachmei HaMesorah, together with his Chaverim, took a vote to establish, to institute these four Tainios. That, in fact, never happened. In the case of Megillah, in contrast, that did happen. There was Takonas HaNeviim. And there were many other Takonas that were made by Neviim, together with the Chachmei HaMesorah. Again, we've discussed in the past, this is not Navi B'Taras Navi, Ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadish Dovar, but rather Navi B'Toras Echad Michachmei HaMesorah. But be that as it may, here in Hilchos Tainios, the Rambam deliberately avoids phrasing it as a Takonas HaNeviim, but rather formulating it as Midivrei Kabbalah, Mefurashim Midivrei Kabbalah. When we go back to Zechariah Zion, We're going to read these psukim carefully, and there's a key Rashi here on the perek that reveals what's going on. The perek, the seventh perek of Zechariah, begins Vayhi Bishnas Arba Lidariush Hamelech. Hayadvar Hashem El Zechariah. And skipping a little bit, Lemar El Akonim Asher Lebeis Hashem Vel Anavim Lemar Haevke Bachodesh Hachamishi Hinozer Kasher Asisi Zekam Ashonim Vayhi Dvar Hashem Tzvokol Selai Lemar. There's a kind of a question and answer going on in this perek. The question is, Ha'evke, should there be Bechi, should there be a Kiyum Avelus now that the Beis HaMikdash has been rebuilt on the day that was designed, that was dedicated to Avelus? And the response, Vayhi Dvar Hashem Emor al kol am haaretz, etc. Ki tzamtem v'safod b'chamishi u'bashvi v'zeh shivim shana. You have fasted and mourned on the 5th and the 7th. The 5th, of course, referring to Tisha B'Av. The 7th, referring to Tzom Gedalia, for the past 70 years, meaning between Churban Bayis Rishon and Binyan Bayis Sheni. And the answer to your question, Ha'evker, lies in the next few words that Hashem says to the Navi. The language is difficult, we'll try to understand it with Rashi. Hatzom Samsuni Ani. And the next pasuk, v'chisochlu v'chisishtu, halo atem ha'ochlim v'atem hashosim. Let's see what Rashi says here. Hatzom, Rashi says, the hay of hatzom, nekuda chat of patach, lefishi mishamesh loshen tmiya. Hatzom samsuni. Did you really fast? Rashi says, Shema lichvodi tzamsem. It's kind of a facetious rhetorical question. Did you really fast? Shetiyu tzrichim lotzum gamata. Notice the premise of your question is that because you have fulfilled the mitzvah of tainios on these days during the past 70 years, perhaps you should continue now. Maybe you're not sure about the binyan beis hamikdash. But in any event, the premise of your question, that underlies your question, is let us continue the kiyum, the mitzvah of tainios, even beyond the 70 years. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer through the Navi is Shema l'chvodi tzamtem. Is it really true that your tzom was l'chvodi, meaning was it meaningful? V'chisochlu v'chisishtu. Rashi explains, v'imlo tatsumu Mali Gambaze. Hello Atem Lanoschem. The Rav explains Rashi's interpretation of Hashem's response in Zechariah Novi, that for 70 years you were not obligated in Tainus. But it goes beyond that. As we'll soon see, not only weren't you obligated in the mitzvah of Tainus, but moreover, you did not fulfill that mitzvah. The Rav explains, where did the mitzvah of Tainus evolve from? There are basically two possibilities. One is a takana that Chachamim instituted, an obligation, a mitzvah of Tainus. The other is what we call a tainus through Kabbalah's tainus. It's an optional tainus, without a chiyuv, without a takana, without a mitzvah midivri sofrin. What's going on here in this parsha in Zechariah is the following. The Navi is telling you that you, Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, did not fulfill any mitzvah of Tainus for the last 70 years. Nor any mitzvah of Avelus for that matter. And the reason for that is that the Tainus that was implemented by Bnei Yisrael during the 70-year period was not preceded, was not a response to a Takonas Chachamim. There was no Takona, and therefore there was no mitzvah. Aye, the question is, there's a Kiyum Tainus without a Takona, there's a Kabbalah, an individual, and certainly a community can accept upon itself voluntarily through Kabbalah, Kabbalah's Yachid, Kabbalah's Tzibur, a Tainus. The answer is that your Tainus over the past 70 years was not Lichvodi. Let's explain. Mimanavshach. You did not, there was nothing meaningful about your fasts over the last 70 years. If we're talking about a Takana, and a chiyuv midivrei sofrim, that didn't exist. There was no such takana that was instituted. There was never a body of elders, of a bezdin, with neviim, or even without neviim, that ever instituted a chiyuv tainus on these days. Ella, you're going to say, well, you makabel on yourselves a tainus, and in that regard, you fulfilled and obtained a kiyum mitzvah. The answer is no. With regard to a kiyum of Tainus through Kabbalah Sayochid or Kabbalah Satzibur, there's an absolute condition that has to be fulfilled in order for that mitzvah to be obtained. And that is tshuva, repentance, charot al avonos, remorse and regret over your sins, tikun darkei mishpat. The tzibur has to make sure that there is an acceptance of new takonos to improve their ways, the behavior, and especially in Beit Onam Chavero, in Mishpat, has to be scrutinized. There's got to be introspection. The Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Amud Beis, which is beautifully formulated by the Rambam as he codifies it at the beginning of Hilchos Tainius, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. And you'll see this as the fifth source on your page. The Rambam says, "Bechol yom tainis shegozim al tzibur mipnei atzoros." Gozim al tzibur means the tzibur accepted upon itself a tainis. These are not days that have been designated through a takana as a day of tainis. These are not the classical fast days. These are rather fasts that were accepted upon a community because of the tzoros. And what happens on those days? The Rambam formulates it beautifully. Bezdin vazkenim yoshvim beveis hakneses ubodkim al maisa anshei ha'ir me'achar tefilas ha'shachar shachris ad chatzi ha'yom u'mesirin ha'mechshol shal averos. There's a whole tshuva process here. The Rambam defines it in its fine details. Very complex system. Mazhirim v'dorshim v'chokrim al balei chomos Vaveros, umafrishin oson, al barizroa, umashpilin oson, vachayotzi b'dvar melu. And basically, this is a day in which the tzibur rectifies its wrongdoings. That's the essence of a tainis tzibur shegozin al tzibur mishum tzara. And herein lies the difference between the two categories of tainios. The first, a tainus through takonas bezdin on a specific day that's commemorated year in and year out on that day. There's a separate isur achila and a mitzvah kiyum of tzom, whether they do tshuva, they don't do tshuva. And so far as they oblige, as far as they comply with the requirement of tzom, they obtain a kiyum of mitzvah. However, there's another kind of tainus, another category, in which tshuva is absolutely indispensable. Without tshuva, the tainus is meaningless. no kiyum, no mitzvahs obtained. And that's a mitzvah of tainis through a Kabbalah satzibur, Kabbalah yachidot tzibur. Their tshuva defines the very essence of the mitzvah. It's indispensable. Without it, there's no mitzvah, there's no tainis, and no kiyum. With regard to the first category of a takonis bezdin, a day that's designated as a day of fasting, surely tshuva is a prime theme. It's a motif for the day. The Rambam opens up the fifth parak of Hilchos Tainios and describes the nature of those days, those fast days that were ordained by Takonis Beis Nagadol. Yesham yomim shekol Yisrael mis'anim b'hem, says the Rambam, mipnei atzaros. You'll see this on the next source on your page. She'iru b'hem. And the Rambam says, what's the purpose, what's the goal of Tainis? Kidei la'orer halavavos, to open up the hearts, v'liftoch darkei tshuva, to bring the Jewish people to tshuva, v'yezen zichron l'maaseinu aroyim, l'maasei avoseinu, shayukam maaseinu ato. And we should remember our actions, our evil doings, and those of our forefathers, which are like our actions now, achigaram lam v'lanu osan atzaros. So there's no question about it. The motif of tshuva is central to any tainus. However, the tainus is meaningful. It has a chal shem kiyum tainus, even if repentance is not implemented, is not achieved. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Bnei Yisrael through Zechariah Novi is that for 70 years there was no Kiyum Tainis. Why? Because there was never a Takonis Bezdin. There was never a Kiyum Tainis. All there was a Kabbalas, a voluntary acceptance of Tainis of Tzom, of Avelus. And since there was no sincere tshuva, Hashem through the Navi castigates Kal Yisrael by saying, you're asking now, should you continue the mitzvah of Tainis as you did for the last 70 years? The answer is, you never had a Kiyum Tainis to begin with. But how do we define the nature of the Chiyuv Tainios on the 4 days that are designated as you make Tzom? The source for that, the Machayev, the institution itself, evolves from the Navi, from Zechariah Perkes, Pasuk Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Tes, Vayidvar Hashem Tzvokos, Eilai Lemar, Koama Hashem Tzvokos, Tzom Haravi, Vitzom Hachamishi, Vitzom Hashvi, Vitzom Hasiri, Yiel Abeis Yehuda, V'sasan U'l'simcha L'moadim Tovim V'emes V'ashom Yehov. Before this Nevuah, here in the 8th Perek of Zechariah, the fasts, each one of those 4 days, were Rishus, were self-accepted, Kabbalas HaYochid, Kabbalas HaTzibur, and they were not fulfilled and implemented the way they should have. Tshuva was lacking. When did these 4 days emerge as absolute, unconditional obligations, chiyuvim, such that the maisa tzom, the maisa tainis, would itself generate a kiyum mitzvah? That's only after this nevuah. And in this light, we can begin to understand a strange question in the sugya in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. This you'll see, let's count down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, in the 7th source on your page. Omar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Omar Rav Shimon Chasida, my dechsiv. Rav Chana Bar Bizna, in the name of Rav Shimon Chasida, doesn't understand the nature of the meaning of the pasuk in Zechariah that we just read. Koma Hashem Tzvokos, Tzom Raviv, Tzom Hamishi, Tzom Hashvi, Tzom Asiri, Yeh Lebeis Yehuda L'Sosin L'Simcha. What bothers the Gemara? Karilu tzom. The karilu sason v'simcha. The Gemara doesn't understand. You're calling it a fast day? But what do you say about this fast day? All you say about this fast day, you describe it, you define it as a fast day. That's the term you used to describe. But then, you, the base, you, the sasan l'simcha. So, I mean, if it's sasan simcha, it can't be tzom. If it's tzom, it can't be sasan l'simcha. And the Gemara's answer, bizman she'e shalom, you l'sasan l'simcha, ain't shalom tzom. But we don't understand the Gemara's problem. There's no contradiction offhand between Kari Leit Tzom and Kari Leit Sos of Simcha. Where the Pasuk is telling us that these days are days of fast days, are days of mourning over the Churban until the end of days. There's an eschatological view here, a vision for the future, for the end of days, that these very same days will transform themselves into days of Sason v'Simcha. Until that point, they're days of Tzom. But they themselves, Yehafchu, they will turn, they'll be converted into days of joy and gladness. Why does the Gemara postulate a contradiction in the Pasuk? Where's the stira between Tzom and Sason v'Simcha? Tzom is talking about what goes on and what will go on for thousands of years until they emerge as days of Sasan v'Simcha. So the word Tzom refers to the past. Sasan v'Simcha describes the future at the end of days, the time of the Geula, at the time of the rebuilding of the Bayis Shlishi. What then is bothering the Gemara? But now we can understand it. As we've said, these days, these four fast days, were never established as fast days, and the Chal Hashem Yom Tzom was never engendered by any takana. There was never a takanas chachamim. There was never a Navi together with a body of Chachmei HaMesorah that instituted these days as days of Tzom. When did these days become Tzomos? What generated the status of Tzom in these days? In the Tzum El Shel Yom? When did the Tzumos Shiyom become days of fasting, of Inui, of Avelus? The answer is right now. Right now, meaning through this very Pasuk. When Zechariah Novi, here, in the 8th Perek, Pasuk Yutes, formulates, Kama Hashem Tzvokos Tzoma Ravi, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi, Tzoma Siri, he is engendering through these words of Nevuah the status on these days of Yimei HaTzom. The Tzumah Shel Yom emerges with the Nevuah itself, not through any preceding Takana. Keep in mind that we've discussed in the past that with regard to Yimei HaPurim, the mitzvos of Yimei HaPurim were established by a Takanas Chazal through the normal universal channels of Beis Din establishing a mitzvah midivrei Sofrim. Later on, those very psukim became part of Tanakh, and the mitzvah was upgraded, elevated to the status of Divrei Kabbalah. In the case of Dalet Somos, by contrast, there was never a first stage. There was never a point in which these days were established through a Takana Midivrei Sofrim as Yimei Somos. But right here, in this very pasuk itself, these days are being established through the Nevuah as days of Tzom. Therefore, how could the Navi, this is Gemara's Kasha, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amud Beis, Rav Chana's Kasha, how could the Navi declare that these days that are now being established as Yimei Tzomos will also be days of Sasan v'Simcha? There's a double refucho. There's an inner contradiction here. You cannot create these days as days of Tzom and at the same time create days of Sasan v'Simcha. The two can't coexist. They're mutually exclusive. Either these are days of Tzom or the days of Sasan v'Simcha. So again, since now, inherent in this pasuk, the Navi is creating a status, he's triggering off, he's engendering a status in these days, then define the status of the day. It's either A or not A. It cannot be both a Tzom and Sason at the same time. And therefore, the Gemara, in order to explain this pasuk and resolve this contradiction inherent therein, formulates the following answer, the following resolution. What the Navi was establishing are days that, depending upon the period of time within Jewish history, will shift, will change, will transform their essence from being, on the one hand, you made Tzomos, and on the other hand, you made Sason v'Simcha. They won't be always days of Tzomos, and they won't be always days of Yomim Tovim. It depends on the Tekufa. As the Gemara formulates it, Bizman Shiyei Shalom is then the Yomim Tovim. If there's no Shalom, then you made Tzomos. The nature of this mitzvah, of this chiyuv, or the Itzumo Shal Yom, the Chalal Shem Yom, is like a chameleon that shifts its colors, that changes its colors. It all depends upon the tkufa. A tkufa of tzara generates tzom, and the day is established as the day of tzom. A tkufa of shalom, on the other hand, engenders in these days the status of yomim tovim. So there will be periods of time in which Bnei Yisrael are absolutely obligated. Again, this is not a voluntary Kabbalah. They're obligated by the very nature of the day through the Divrei Kabbalah, through the Divrei Nevuah of Zechariah, to be noeg as you made Tzom and Avelus. Let's look at the language of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, and this you'll see in the fifth source on your page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, excuse me, the sixth source, this is Perek Hei Aloch Aleph. Yesham Yomim Shekol Yisrael Misanim Bohem Mipnei Atzoros She'iru Bohem Kedei La'or Alevavos, etc., etc. The Rambam doesn't say, if we're careful about his language, that there are days in which Tiknu Bem Anevim Shekol Yisrael Misanim. He leaves out Tiknu Bem Anevim. But rather, Yesham Yomim Shekol Yisrael Misanim Bahem Mipnei Atzoros. The Rambam, rather than discuss the Takana, in other words, how did these days, as you know, obligatory fast days, emerge? He's just describing the facts on the ground. He's saying, Yesham Yomim Shekol Yisrael Misanim Bahem. And then at the very end, the Rambam says, V'arboyim Eitzomos Eilu Harei Hein Mifurashim B'Divrei Kabbalah, which you'll see four halachas later in Halachadal, that's the fourth source on your page. So again, initially he describes them as days on which the Jewish people fasted. And in fact, historically they did fast, even before these days were obligatory. Never were they established through a takana, like any other mitzvah B'Divrei Sofrim, by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. But rather, Rambam tells us in the fourth halach in this perek, Arba Yemei Tzomos Heilu Areim if we rush him B'Divrei Kabbalah. It's the Divrei Nevuah, the words of the Navi themselves, that engendered the status of chovah, of obligation, to the Tainis, and that precipitated a Chal Shem Tzom in the day. This, in a sense, certified or upgraded the Maisa Tzom of our forefathers that took place before the Divrei Nevuah, and converted and upgraded those days into days of Tzom. So we have here, in the case of Tainios, a situation halachically, in terms of the nature of the chiyuv of these days as fast days, that's radically different from that of Yemei HaPurim. Yemei HaPurim, there was the Takonas, Chovas Megillah, etc., etc., all the other mitzvot Hayom, and then later on it became part of Divrei Kabbalah. Whereas here in the case of Tzomos, although there was a spontaneous, if you will, a spontaneous commemoration and observance of these days as if they were days of Tzom. They were not, in fact, days of Tzom. The status and the obligation of Tzom that's inherent in the day only emerges at the time and through the Divrei Nevuah. There was never a takana that preceded it. And if we take the case of Megillas Esther, what Mordechai and Esther wanted to accomplish was to upgrade the original takana to the status of Divrei Kabbalah. And how would they achieve that goal? By converting the Sefer, the Geres, and integrating it into Kisvei HaKodesh, upgrading it into Kisvei HaKodesh, making it part of Torah Shebichtav. And then, that same Chiyuv, which is formulated in that same Sefer, now, insofar as it's part of Torah Shebichtav, becomes a mitzvah chova midivrei Kabbalah. It's no longer a Takanas Chazal, classic midivrei Sofrim, but rather it becomes Divrei Kabbalah. And now we understand the Pasuk very beautifully. The Pasuk in Esther, at the end of Perek Tes, what were Esther and Mordechai trying to achieve? L'kayim es yimei apurim ha'ilu bizmaneim, kasher kiyam aleihem Mordechai Yehuda v'Esther amalka. In other words, they wanted now to establish the days of Purim in their proper times, exactly as they were observed earlier. Kasher kimu al nafsham val zamram divrei hatzomos vizakosom. Why is it that they compare the days of Purim to the days of Tzomos? The answer is that that comparison only comes later, in the second stage. In the first stage, the days of Purim were established through a takonas chachomim, like any classical mitzvah divrei sofrim. In the later stage, when they were upgraded to the status of divrei kabbalah, now they become equal to divrei atzomos v'zakosom. In other words, just like in the case of divrei atzomos, the status of these fast days, although there was a minhag to do so for 70 years, but only through Divrei Kabbalah in Zecharia Perek Ches did they become upgraded to days of Tzomos, so too the Divrei Kabbalah status of the Yemei HaPurim in an identical way would emerge once the Mitzvah of Purim was formulated in Tanakh, meaning once Mordechai and Esther would succeed in achieving their goal of incorporating the Geres into Kisvei HaKodesh, and now that Megillas Esther is part of Tanakh, the Chiyuv and the Mechayev of Yemei HaPurim, of Megillah, and all the other mitzvahs of the day are Midivrei Kabbalah, exactly as they are in the case of Yemei HaTzomos. We know that the famous principle, fundamental principle formulated by the Toras Kohanim, the Sifra and Parshas B'chukosai, you'll see it towards the end of your page, Ein Novi Rashoi L'Chadish Odover Me'ato, is not contradicted by this discussion that the Divrei Nevuah generate the mitzvahs of Dalet Tzomos, of the four fast days, because Ein Novi Rashoi L'Chadish Dover has nothing to do with Kisvei HaKodesh. Once a mitzvah, once the formulation of the mitzvah, the Dvar HaMitzvah, is incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh, then the Kisvei HaKodesh established that mitzvah as a chovah. That's what we call a chovah midivrei Kabbalah. And therefore, when we say that the Divrei Nevuah themselves generated the mitzvah, let's say in the case of Dalet Tzomos, what we're saying is that's called Divrei Kabbalah. A Navi can't come along and formulate a mitzvah because he received a prophetic vision from God, and that mitzvah becomes incorporated into the mitzvah Ledoros. That certainly would be a classical case of a Navi who oversteps his bounds. Ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadish Dover. But once the Nevuah becomes incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh, then the mitzvah has the status of mitzvah divrei kabbalah, and the power and the authority of the mitzvah and its obligation emanates from the Tanakh itself. So that's not a violation of Navi L'chadish Dover. It's not the Navi who's being L'chadish the Dover. The Mechayiv and the Chiyuv is formulated, is generated by Kisvei HaKodesh. Fine. But now, at this point, the Rav, Zichron Levracha, creates a whole new structure. I would almost suggest that the Yartzai Shir begins, or re-begins, at this point. Chapter 2. And the Rav explains, according to his understanding, that the formulation of a mitzvah in Kisvei HaKodesh, what we call a mitzvah midirei Kabbalah, even though this mitzvah is brand new, and even though there's an absolute identity, particular identity to this chova as a mitzvah divrei Kabbalah, nevertheless, a mitzvah divrei Kabbalah doesn't exist in vacuum, independent. It doesn't float through the air as a mitzvah divrei Kabbalah. But rather, it becomes a vehicle when this mitzvah is implemented. That asiyah, that ma'aseh mitzvah, obtains a kiyum min haTorah. In other words, although the mitzvah divrei Kabbalah is specific, it comes under and it becomes a vehicle, a means through which a fulfillment of a more general mitzvah is achieved, and that general mitzvah is a mitzvah min haTorah. So the general mitzvah, which is a mitzvah min haTorah, reaches its fruition, its fulfillment, through the mitzvah divrei Kabbalah. The mitzvah divrei Kabbalah doesn't exist, as we said before, on its own, but rather, it should be classified, it should be placed within a larger framework of a, in this case, a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the Rav is going to insist consistently, this method has to be applied from A to Z. Always. The mitzvah, midivrei Kabbalah, through its asiyah, obtains a kiyum min haTorah. The Rav has an interesting paradigm for this. In the Rambam, in the 14th perek of Hilchas Avel, this is the third source up from the bottom of your page, Mitzvah Haseh Shel Divreihem, and the Rambam enumerates an entire series of mitzvos, which are Midivrei Sofrim, he's got Bikur Cholim, Nichum Avelim, Hotzas HaMes, he's got Achnasus Kala, Levayas HaOrchim. Interesting how he puts the emphasis on Levayas HaOrchim. L'Saseg B'chol Tzarchei HaKvura, etc., etc., L'Sameach Chosam V'Kala, etc., etc. V'Eluhein, and now he makes a general statement about all these mitzvahs midivreihem, Eluhein Gmilas Chasodim Shebegufo. And he goes on to say the following, Afal Pisha Kol Mitzvos Elu midivreihem, Harein B'chlal V'Ahavto L'Reach HaKomoch. Very strange Rambam. He says A and not A in the same breath. He classifies these mitzvos as mitzvos midivreihem. Yet paradoxically, he writes, Harein b'chlal v'ahavto l'reicha kamocha. And he formulates the essence of the mitzvah v'ahavto l'reicha kamocha. He sort of rewrites the text. He says, Kol advarim shatarotze sheyasu osam l'cha acherim, asei ata osam l'achicha b'tarv mitzvos. How do we understand this Rambam? The Rambam is really a tema gdola. You yourself classify them as mitzvos midivreihem, and then you incorporate them into this klal gadol shebetorah, the ahavta l'reicha kamocha. So then they're doraisa, they're not midivreihem. And here the Rav formulates what I call a methodological point, and you will see this consistently throughout the Rav's thinking. This is his one of his contributions to the world of Lumdus. He says the following. When we define the mitzvos and give them each individually a name, whether it's Bikur Cholim, whether it's Tachnosis Kala, whether it's Levayas Ames, whether it's Nichum Avelim, etc., etc., then what we're doing is we're describing the very singular nature of the action and the kiyum through that action, each one, each individual mitzvah with its own priorities, its own singularity, its own details, how it works and when it works, a very complex framework, but each mitzvah unto itself or herself emerges as a separate mitzvah. That's called a mitzvah midivrei. So for example, if one visits the sick, he fulfills the mitzvah bikur cholim. If he comforts the bereaved, he has achieved the mitzvah of nichum avelim, not the mitzvah bikur cholim. If he gladdens the heart of the bride and the groom, he has implemented the mitzvah, the specific mitzvah of simchas kosav v'kala, and it doesn't become one unit with nichum avelim, and so forth and so on. In fact, the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, very famous, incorporates, enumerates each one of these mitzvahs as a separate mitzvah in his counting of the Taryag. That's as far as each mitzvah individually, with its own unique personality, its own identity, its own details, and its own pu'ula and kiyum. But when a person implements any one of those mitzvahs, and therefore helps his friend, through that mitzvah, he fulfills a mitzvah in HaTorah. So even though individually, as separate mitzvahs categorized each one unto itself, or herself, these are mitzvahs bidivreihem, nevertheless, through these mitzvahs, any one of them, and it doesn't matter which one, in this sense, they all blend into one face, into one personality, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Yahavta L'Recha Kamoch is obtained, is achieved. In other words, with relationship to the mitzvah of Yahavta, each one of these actions is not considered a separate mitzvah independently. There are no separate names. They all blend into one unified, one chativa achas, one entity. He's not being mekayim bikur cholim, or nichum avelim, or achdos kala, but rather the mitzvah of yahavta l'recha kamoch. And now the Rav wants to apply a similar case, a similar structure, to divrei kabbalah, to a mitzvah divrei kabbalah. Let's take our mitzvah, the one that we've been discussing today, the one we've been studying and analyzing, the mitzvah of the arba tzomos. Let's look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tainios, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalid. And there, the Rambam sets the tone for the mitzvah of Tainis. He says, Midivrei Sofrim lehis'anos al kol tzora shetova al atzibur ad shiruchamu. What is the nature and the fulfillment of this mitzvah of Tainis? And the Rav suggests the following. It's a very, very big chidush. And the Rav would not even doubt for a moment the truth of this formulation. Although, as the Rambam says it, the mitzvah of Tainis is a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. However, this mitzvah of Tainis is a means, a vehicle, through which one obtains a mitzvah d'oraisa, a much more general mitzvah. And that mitzvah is the mitzvah of za'aka, formulated by the Torah in Parshas Baaloscha, Bamidbar Yud, Pasuk Tes, in the mitzvah of Chatzotzros. The Torah says, V'chisavo milchoma v'yartzechem al atzar hatzoreschem v'arayosem b'chatzotzos v'nizkartem lifnei Hashem alokeichem v'noshatem me'ayvechem. The mitzvah of Chatzotros, formulated by the Torah, the backdrop is milchama, hatzara, tzara eschem. But it's not just limited to kisavo, milchama, v'artzachem. It's any tzara. And we blow the Chatzotros, that's called the trua of Chatzotros. This is the mitzvah of crying out to Hashem. Included under this gigantic mitzvah klolis of Za'aka are many different specific actions, methods, means through which we achieve this end, this goal of Za'aka, to cry out to Hashem. Of course, primary is the mitzvah of tefillah. We've mentioned already trua b'chatzotros. Some Rishonim hold it's a mitzvah of shofar. And also tainus. Tainus is a form of tefillah. And in that regard, it is a kiyum of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Za'aka. Tefillah, prayer, and tainus and fasting are integrated into one entity. Like the relationship between the flame and the wick that holds the flame. When Esther, through Mordechai, commands the people of Israel, V'tzumo alai shloshes yomim, laila v'yom, what does she mean by tzumo alai? On my behalf, so to speak, you should fast? The answer is, pray on my behalf. Because tainus, fasting, is a method to achieve a ritzui dvarim, to achieve the Ratzon of Hashem, to pacify, so to speak, Kaviyachal, Almighty God. And that tainus is tefillah. There's an identity here between fasting and prayer. And you'll see this theme over and over again throughout Tanakh. The Rav quotes Psukim in Yoel, in Yeshayo, in Shmuel Beis. And from all these Psukim, we derive the conclusion that tzom emerges, fasting emerges, together with tefillah, as a kiyum zaka. So when a person fasts on a certain day that's been designated as a fast day, on the one hand, he fulfills a mitzvah derabbanan, we'll call it midivrei kabbalah in the case of the four fast days established by Zechariah. But on the other hand, he fulfills a mitzvah d'oraisa of Za'aka. Even though, again, the mitzvah, the obligation of Za'aka, is not specifically directed and expressed through tzom exclusively. Tzom is only one possibility, one means to achieve the end of Za'aka. But nevertheless, it is a vehicle to implement and obtain the kiyum of Za'aka, of a kiyum d'oraisa. So we see very clearly that the pattern of a chiyuv derabbanan with a kiyum d'oraisa, in which the shame mitzvah, the specific name and nature of the mitzvah, is clearly derabbanan. It's midivrei kabbalah in the case of Dal Tzomos, yet nonetheless the kiyum, the obtainment, is a klolis, a greater mitzvah, which is d'oraisa. And in this light, the Rav answers a question that he has on a Sugya Megillah Yudalit. Tanu Rabbanan. There were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os. Nisnavlem Yisrael. There were many, many more Nevi'im. But these were the Nevi'im whose Nevuah was incorporated into Tanakh. Velo Pichsu V'lo hosiru al mashakosu b'Torah. And never did they add or detract from the Torah. After all, if we open up Dvarim Yud Gimel, the Torah enjoins us from adding or subtracting any mitzvos, bal tosif, bal tigra. And the Gemara, in the name of the Brisa, Megillah Yudalit, continues, chutz mi'mikra Megillah. The only exception to this rule is Mikra Megillah. So the Rav wants to ask, what about the four tzomos? I mean, if you want to talk about Erevin, which is basically a siag for the Avera of Hotzah, or you want to talk about Netilas Yadayim, which is a Gzera because of Tumah Vetara, so that we know has a basis in Kisvei HaKodesh. But what about Arba Tzomos? These four fast days were designated by Divrei Sofrim, were they not? But the answer is exactly what we said. That Arba Tzomos was never subject, was never emerged as an obligation through the vehicle of Takonami Divrei Sofrim. Never was there a Takonami Divrei Sofrim establishing the obligation to fast on these four fast days. The Kiyum is Midvar Torah. The action, as an action of Za'aka, is implemented, is formulated by the Navi as a mitzvah divrei kabbalah of Tzom. Tzom is the Maisa mitzvah, the Pulasa mitzvah. But it's defined on a Daraisa level as an act of Za'aka, a Kiyum of mitzvah Za'aka. Therefore, this would not be Hosiru al Mashakosim Torah. The Nevi'im are not adding to what it says in the Torah. Rather, they are revealing a method to fulfill the obligation, the Torah obligation of Zaka. In this method, in this specific time and place, through this particular set of series of actions of Tzom and Avelus, they fulfill the mitzvah of Zaka. They're not adding, they're only revealing how. They're answering the question, Zaka, how? How do I obtain this mitzvah? The Torah gives me a vague presentation, formulating a Tkatim Mechatzotros. What else comes under Tkatim Mechatzotros when there's a Tzara? How do I observe and achieve that Kiyum of Zaka? That's not Hosiru. That's not adding to the Torah. Therefore, the Gemara postulates, in the name of this Braisa, that the only case in which Hosiru Davar, when the Nevi'im actually added a new mitzvah to the mitzvahs HaTorah, is the case of Megillah. Because the Nevi'im actually established through Takanas Chachamim the mitzvah of Megillah. And that's what we discussed in the previous shiur, that the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Megillah writes, Hadvarim Yiduim Kihi Takonas HaNeviim. We discuss this at great length. There was a Takonas HaNeviim before it was incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh. Therefore, at the moment, at that historical point in which the Neviim established the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, before the Megillah was incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh, there was no Kiyum Doraisa. And that's why the Gemara says, Chutz, they Hosiru. They were Machadesh, a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. The Rav points out that once the mitzvah of Megillah was incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh, was upgraded into a status of a mitzvah Medivrei Kabbalah, then the reading of Megillah, once V'nichtav B'Sefer, is certainly a Kiyum Doraisa. Reading the Megillah is no different than reading any other part of the Torah of Tanakh. It's a Chefsa Shel Torah Shebichsav. And one would obtain by reading the Megillah, like any part of Ksuvim, a Kiyum Doraisa of Limud HaTorah of Talmud Torah. There is no difference between reading Chamisha Chumshei Torah or reading Megillah Esther. Any kriya in any part of Kisvei HaKodesh engenders a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Whether you read the parsha of Shema Yisrael or the parsha of Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh, you obtain the very identical mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So to summarize the chiddush of today's shiur, we would present the following. That in comparing and contrasting the chiyuv of Dalet Tzomos with that of Mikra Megillah, we find the following. In the case of Dalet Tzomos, there was no takana midivrei sofrim obligating Bnei Yisrael on these four Tzomos, as a matter of historical fact, the Jews did implement a fast day on each of these days during the 70 years between Churban Bayis Rishon and Binyan Bayis Sheni, but that wasn't B'toras Takanas Chachomim, wasn't a kiyum of any obligation established by the Chachomim. And the obligation of Dal Tzomos first emerges with the Divrei Nevuah as a mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah. In contrast, the case of Mikra Megillah was initially established as a Takanas Chachomim. Only later, when Megillas Esther was incorporated into Kisvei HaKodesh, did the mitzvah take on the status of Midivrei Kabbalah. That's point number one. And point number two is that any mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah should be viewed, although on one level as a specific mitzvah, which is Midivrei Kabbalah, but on another level as a kiyum doraisa, of a mitzvah klolus doraisa. The paradigm the Rav uses is v'ahavta l'rech kamocha. Bikurcholim, Nichum Avelim, Achnosis Kal, etc. are separate mitzvahs on the level of mitzvah divrei sofrim, each mitzvah unto itself, independent with its own details, when and how, its own complexion and personality. But insofar as any one of those mitzvahs is a means to obtain the kiyum doraisa of a mitzvah klolus of yahavta, to help your friend, all these mitzvahs blend and merge into one entity. They shake and they lose their individual personalities. They become one unit of Yahavta L'Reich Kamocha. And so too, although each one of the Dalet Somos has its own Mechayiv, it's a separate mitzvah, and certainly the mitzvah of Dalet Somos is independent and different than the mitzvah of Tefillah, the mitzvah of Trua B'Chatzotros, but nevertheless, insofar as all the above are means to be Mekayim a mitzvah close of Za'aka, a response, the Jewish response to Tzara, they blend and merge into one Kiyum Doraisa of a mitzvah close of Za'aka. In the case of Mikra Megillah, in the initial stage, before this mitzvah was upgraded to the status of Divrei Kabbalah, it was a classical Takanas Chachamim. And it was a case in which the Nevi'im, together with the Chachamim, added, so to speak, a mitzvah, a chiyuv, of Mikra Megillah. The Gemara is going to ask, in that very sugya that we referred to, Megillah Daf Yudalid, how did they have the ability to do so? And that Bali Neder will be the subject of the Shia that we'll pick up, God willing, next time. And we're going to try to figure out how the mitzvah of Kibud Vionik, which is established by the Navi in the Divrei Nevuah of Yeshayahu HaNavi, when he says in Tashis Mishavis Raglcha, etc., etc., V'karasel Shabbos Oneg L'Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, how is that a mitzvah da'oraisa? Again, it's a mitzvah divrei kabbalah, and that's why the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Lamed in Hilchos Shabbos writes nisparshu al yedei hanaviim, not nitkenu al yedei hanaviim. This was not a takanas nevi'im. This, like the case of Albert Somos, kibud v'yonig of Shabbos, like the case of Dalet Somos, was established by Divrei Kabbalah, by the Divrei Nevuah as it's formulated in Kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore, we have an exact parallel between Kibud V'Onig in the case of Zachar V'Shamar as a means to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa, and the case of the Dalet Somos as a mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah, which serves as a means to fulfill the mitzvah of Zach. So that's going to be the subject, Emir Tzashem, of the next year. And what we're trying to define is the nature of a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah insofar as it forms a kiyum d'oraisa of a mitzvah klolis. We've seen that in the case of Dalet Somos. We've seen it in the case of the mitzvos, the divrei sofrim, that form the ahavta, and Emir Tzashem, We're going to try to see if we can formulate a similar pattern in the case of Megillah. That will be, Emirat Hashem, the subject of the next year.